Hello and welcome to Speak Your Truth and Look Good Doing It podcast. My name is Camila, or as you've seen me online, Maria Camila. I'm a brand strategist, photographer, and videographer. This work is about amplifying the visibility of conscious leaders and brands who are wanting to leave this world better than they found it. This podcast is about letting ourselves be seen, both physically and spiritually, and highlighting the nuances we experience as we are growing both personally and professionally. Thank you for being here, and let's go ahead and dive in. All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. So happy to have you here, always. Today's episode is going to be about switching identities, because in business, in entrepreneurship, if you're on the journey of growth, which 99.9% of you are, a lot of times it's growing your revenue or just like growing business in different ways, even if it's not revenue, but you're just growing in some type of way. And whether you are getting a new hire, that's growth. Whether you are doing a photo shoot now, or whether you are adding video content to how you're doing, that's growth. Whether you are just being visible for the first time, that's growth. And I'm also experiencing growth in my own way. So a little bit about me. So I currently am working with Kiara from KLC, the studio. She's incredible. Everybody needs to hire her. First of all, if you need help with content from a strategic level in regards to data inside your business, which, by the way, anytime I hear data, I used to think it's like metrics, like Instagram metrics. And what I've learned is that data is really just understanding the data inside your business and then make marketing decisions based on what's happening inside your business, meaning the conversations that you're having with your clients, and yeah, and then decide on what content to post and how to market. Anyways, talk to Kiara for more, but I'm working with Kiara right now so she can assist me in areas of my business, because I have goals that I want to accomplish this year, just bigger revenue goals. And when you're claiming a different result in your life, a different result comes with a different version of you, meaning it's a new identity, meaning it's a version of you that shows up differently. She thinks differently. She feels differently. She's just a whole new person. Okay. And my goal is doubling my revenue from last year. And what that means is that I need to be an expert at selling my offers. I need to understand how my offers make sense for people, how it gives your business an ROI. And I also need to understand how to market those offers in a more clear way. And something that Kiara does is that she is really good at identifying gaps in your marketing with how to close and how to sell your stuff a lot better based on the data inside your business. And so I am recognizing that I need improvement in selling my actual offer. So I'm very good at the emotional part and being vulnerable in my thought leadership. Those things are stacked in my business, and it's a lot of the feedback that I get from all of you. Although there are other types of buyers that come into my world that are more analytical, that they want to understand, like, how am I going to make my money back? How is this benefiting my business beyond just being a nice to have? And it's required me to really think about my work in a different way in my process and to show up differently. And I have to tell you, it is so uncomfortable. Like, it has like made me question everything in the way I show up. And it's not necessarily that that's bad or anything. It's just that I had an aha moment today that I wanted to share with you, because when you guys are going through my process, like when you start taking up space with more bold photography, with maybe you are rebranding from a brand name to like your actual name, or perhaps you are starting to add video and being more visible just in who you are as a person and not what you're good at, all of that is gonna trigger a whole bunch of things within you, because it's a new identity that is showing up. And something that's important to remember is that whenever there's a new identity, it doesn't mean that you need to crumble, at least in business terms, in especially in the work that you and I are doing, if you're in sweet spot, by the way. Honestly, just kidding. Sweet spot and industry outlier, because with industry outlier, it's for the people that are rebranding and we are creating a whole new identity for you. And with sweet spot, we are just bringing out parts of your identity that are hidden, and we want to make that part visible. Okay, but either way, both processes will require you to step into a new version of self. And that's uncomfortable. Like, I feel it in my business. And you know what? I was speaking of the gaps that show up in business generally, whether it's leadership gap, whether it's expertise, whether it's the founder gap, the unique selling proposition, or the experiential gap. And I know that in my business, I am missing the experiential gap, meaning giving people a peek behind the curtain of what it's like to actually do a photo shoot with me. And anyways, that's a little bit of what I mean by I have gaps to address in my business in the way that I sell and show up. And it's just uncomfortable. I keep saying that over and over again, but I just don't want to sugarcoat it. Like, and what this means for me is that I need to embrace being seen and in a different way. Kind of like being seen more for my strategic side, not just seen for my emotional side. And what that also means is that it's not about crumbling and doing away with how I've been showing up in business. It's about learning how to now show up emotionally without leadership and more strategically, addressing objections and things in that way. And yeah, it's been really impacting me. I do feel the stretch of growth of a new identity of the version of me that has different results. And what that looks like in my day-to-day life is that I do tons of freaking journaling every single morning, every single day. And what that means is when I feel triggered or when I feel the instinct of wanting to go back to how I was showing up, it means that I journal it out. It means that I process the emotions. Whereas in the past, when I was growing my business and I just wanted to make six figures, I wasn't journaling all that much. I was journaling every so often, and I was still just very passionately and casually showing up in business. And don't get me wrong, it's still a strength of mine, and it's what even I do right now. But now that I'm claiming a new identity, I am in a new timeline, I feel these sensations. Like, it's about no longer ignoring these little sensations of hesitations that I have, or thinking, oh, this is not working. See, this is a reflection of how everything's a mess. It's training myself to recognize that this is the start of a new identity, that these are the different actions. This is the life, how it looks different for this new version of me, that she shows up and she markets differently. And I also am sharing this with you because we're all in this together. I don't ever want you to feel like you are in my world and that I have just figured, you know, my visibility thing out and you haven't, or that it's not possible for you. It's just that I have figured this side out of speaking to the camera, being seen, having more presence in literally the way that I'm seen. Like, I have figured that out. But now I'm figuring out is other areas of my business is how to sell, which to some of you, you have a completely different situation. To some of you, you have been, like, for instance, I have a client that she's made 300K. She had a business that had a different brand name. She wasn't leading with her name. She sort of has a social media presence, but she runs her business by being a guest on other people's podcasts. And she's very in the niche of the people that she's serving. And it's a completely different way of how I've ran my business. But the gap that we are addressing with her is the founder gap. And it's a whole transformation. She's one of my industry outlier clients where she is rebranding with her actual name. And it's a whole change. And so Anyways, that's really all what this podcast is about, is embrace the change. Really rely on your tools. I know for conscious entrepreneurs, you have tools. You have your tapping, or you have your journaling, or you have your therapist, or you have your coach, or you have there's so many modalities that all of you have at your disposal because you do conscious work in order for you to ease and step into that new identity and do it wholeheartedly and powerfully. And that if you do feel uncomfortable in some ways, learn to embrace that, because that's what change is. It's a little stretchy. It's a little uncomfortable. You're going to want to go back to your old ways, and you just have to be so committed every single day to becoming this person that has these results, to becoming this person that attracts high value clients, to become this person that the moment that people stumble on your page, they recognize the depth and the quality and the professionalism of your work. When people stumble upon your page and they recognize the spiritual teacher that you are, that you're not just, you don't know just the technical stuff, but there is like a very deep spiritual teacher behind the, like, what you see at face value, or that you are a person that you're not just a mom that knows how to meet people in a somatic level, that you also have startup experience, and that you know how to work with big budgets and make decisions that impact people on an organizational level, you know, and like showing really that expert part of you. And yeah. Okay, that is my spiel for you all. Thank you for listening. If you are resonating with what I'm saying and you are feeling ready, you're feeling like, I am ready to step into a new identity of self. I'm ready to rebrand. I'm ready to show up in a whole different way. That's what Industry Outlier is for, where your old brand does not even fit who you are anymore. Maybe you switched careers. You pivoted completely. You are showing up in a completely different way. That is what Industry Outlier is for. Or if you're a person where you're like, I don't want to rebrand the whole thing, but I just need to give visibility to the leader part of me. Like I walked away from a 300K executive role at a prestigious institution to start my own business. I want to bring that side out of me because people see me as a relatable mom, warm person. And actually, I'm ready for the executive side of me to come through. Like, if that's you, then that's what sweet spot would be for, because we're tackling is one visibility gap at a time, whereas Industry Outlier, where we're doing your whole thing. So if you are feeling in your heart and see, this is old me, and you recognize that the business is needing for more sides of you to come out, then please book a call with me and we'll get you going. And other than that, thank you for being here, and I'll catch you on the next episode.
If you're an entrepreneur who just received your brand photos, yet you don't know how to use them to maximize their use and have them look just as beautiful as they do in your brand photographer's Instagram and website, I have a solution for you. I have created a how to use your images guide. These are principles that I use to this day that have lasted the test of time, with how to pair images together and how to think of your brand photos differently and how to make them last you months and months on end as assets that keep elevating your brand and help you serve your services and attract those dream clients. So check out the link in my bio for the how to use your images guide.